go to the store, pick out some shirts, get some, what else we got there for merchandise? We got hats? Well,
just a bunch, no, no, just a bunch of different shirts. So things
some
like
shirts with some logos.
Stickers?
No, there's no stickers. We don't have
shirts.
They can
We're
pick
getting a, stickers printed though, right?
There's a couple different black t-shirts.
Of course they're black.
They can get a, no, they can pick their color. I think there's black and gray.
What other colors are there?
And then they can, there's 3/4 sleeve, like the baseball shirts. Remember those cute things?
Yeah. Like
the different colors.
Throwback retro stuff?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So they can get those white with black sleeves, white with red sleeves, or white with gray sleeves. Then there's women's tank tops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, and then there's hoodies. The hoodies seem overpriced.
How much are they?
Actually, if they're $40, that is not overpriced.
If they're of quality.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a store. Support this shit by sporting our shirts. Visit bonfire.com/employee1podcast. That's bonfire.com/employee1podcast. Visit us on Instagram at employee1podcast. Once again, employee1podcast. And on Facebook at employee1theindustrialaccidentpodcast. And drop us a line at employee1podcast@gmail.com. That's employee1podcast@gmail.com. I'm Brad Vertisement. Thanks for listening.
I got to think of a name.
Oh.
You guys got names already?
Yeah, I came up with mine as I was walking out of the driveway to come over here.
RDB, you got a name?
Yeah.
So I got written now. All right.
He's reading through his own names, laughing.
Yeah, yeah. These are good.
No one even finds them remotely amusing.
I've already been Wet Skunt.
Yeah, I think you've been that guy. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Have I been Scooter Fudgestein?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee Number One, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm main guy, Stan Gina. I'm joined with my co-host.
You're not even going to use the name that you thought was so hilarious that you told us about.
Scooter Fudgestein?
Yeah.
I'm main guy, Scooter Fudgestein. I'm joined with my co-host, this guy.
Harry Holler.
That's a muff joke.
Yeah.
And that guy.
Frankie Fister ass.
Harry and Frankie. Oh, and research department.
Hello.
Are you actually going to talk this time?
Yes.
Or are you going to talk into the microphone?
Yes.
Okay. You're not.
Will you actually do anything to contribute this episode?
Ooh, tough call there.
So we did that. We did the one about nipples, right?
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we did one that's probably never going to see the light of day about milk.
Like half our fucking episodes.
Yeah.
And Zipper and Fly.
Well, Zipper and Fly came out.
Yeah, they've been released. We had no choice.
Yeah. Yeah. We're
the box ran dry.
Running out of content.
Yeah.
So I thought with nipple and milk, we'd continue with the theme. And tonight's theme is breast. Everybody likes breasts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we got 7 categories tonight.
Woo, big show. So, big show, pretty exciting
but
stuff here.
One of them is going to be a Patreon exclusive for people on the $5 tier.
Why? Because everyone's on the $5 tier.
No,
I thought everyone was on the free tier.
No, there's not.
Oh.
There's a lot of free feeders. And the, we
have I'm a free feeder. I'm not
going
to
lie. We have a $2.50 tier.
We do?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the people that pay the cream of the crop, they get the bonus episode or the bonus story tonight.
Yay.
I think that's the only way to do it.
I absolutely could not agree more with you. So let's put a lot of energy in this and finish big just for the Patreon listeners.
Just that one story, we're going to give it all the energy we have. The rest is going to be
dead. That's it. Yeah, they're dead. Going to be completely dead.
Okay. Pop quiz. What's the category tonight?
Breasts.
Boobies.
All right, A, B, C, D, A, V, F, G. Research department, pick a number between 1 and 6.
4.
Oh, that's a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be.
Breast number 4.
That's the only
4.
Number she knows.
That's all the fingers she has.
I only need 2.
San Luis Obispo, California.
Yes.
On December, investigation number 20245811-3. On December 5th, 2012, employee
Christmas
number
Day.
1 of Sierra Re... let's try that again.
Sierra Retards Initiative.
Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center was injured as she was reaching for a call light when she became entangled in some cords and fell, fracturing her arm.
Broke her tit.
Employee number 1 was assisting a patient Well, this is an incomplete sentence.
Easy there, grammar.
Employee number 1 was assisting a patient whom undergone surgery. So it's maybe not
undergone surgery.
Yeah, not incomplete, just bad. When she discovered the call light was not working. Employee number 1 willingly, that's the adverb.
Can you take that butt away from that fucking dog?
Stepped into some cords attached to the breast pump next to the bed and fell backwards. The accident occurred in a well-lit room next to a nightstand in the patient's room.
So she's just a fucking dumb
bitch.
She
hit her head or?
No, she fractured
a nightstand?
Fractured
What's
her
a nightstand got to do with anything?
My question is, why is the patient who had whatever surgery...
in a room with a breast pump.
Having a breast pump.
I want to hear more about the breast pump, too.
Take the bone away from the fucking dog.
Cords,
yes.
Cords attached to a breast pump. That's all we got. Okay. Fines, fees, penalties. Raise your hand if you think there's some.
We're going to go on strike at this point unless you take that fucking bone away from
yep.
that dog.
No fines, no fees, no penalties.
That did not solve anything.
Oh, God. That takes a long time to pee when you got a little weenie. What are we talking about?
Breasts, boobies.
Oh, yeah.
No fees, no fines, no penalties.
No fees, no fines, no penalties.
That was on number 4.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to figure out why there was a breast pump.
That guy. Pick a number between 1 and 6 that doesn't have a 4 in it.
6.
Redwood City.
Yeah.
California.
Again.
Imagine that. 5 violation items.
1 being in California. 2 involving a forklift.
Yeah, but on the plus side, it's about a breast.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually, he's going to catch us with that male titty fucking thing.
Yeah.
No.
We're going to get pretty fucking excited up, and it's going to
No. Okay.
He's going to go into horrific detail, like...
It's like when you're watching porn.
Coarse, curly hairs.
And this cute girl, she's got this big old nice rack, and then it keeps fanning down, and all of a sudden, it drops out, you know?
Oh,
there
yeah.
it is, the fucking hog right there looking at you. You're like...
The crying game.
And it lingers just a little too long.
Yeah. And at my age, right, you're so close now, you're not going to stop and start over on another page. So you just got to fucking close one eye. It's only game. You open both.
You're
go.
So busy
just
looking at...
Go.
You're too busy looking at the tits to see the Adam's apple?
What?
I've never been faked out by a lactating he-she video. I mean...
No, you just intentionally look for him, right?
No.
He avoids the he-she. He just goes straight for the he.
Investigation number 20112478-1 on February 4th, 2004.
Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's like 242004.
February 4th.
Employee number 1 was...
The day after the music died.
What's that?
The day after the music.
The day after the music died.
February 1st?
February 3rd. 1959.
Oh, the big bopper took the big shit?
Big
that
bopper,
is like the
Ricky
least
Vance.
Famous person on that fucking plane. I mean,
hello, baby.
What did you want?
I was just letting you know that was 100% charged.
Okay, thank you.
And that was worth interrupting the podcast for?
Well, she was tapping on me. She's pointing, and there's so much shit on the fucking table. Who the fuck can actually distinguish what she's pointing
at? That cord's unplugged.
Let's play charades. Is it the speaker? Is it the fucking power bar? That's... Is it the beer, the sunglasses, the box of envelopes, the hard drive, the other hard drive, the other hard drive?
Is it the one?
Maybe the hard drive, the magnifying glass that he farted on.
Well, I wanted you to see what it smelled like.
One of the 47 empty beer bottles from last month?
No, I threw all those away because I had no room for full ones.
Oh, there's just one empty one.
I had to wait my own table today, man. This is fucking bullshit. Where the fuck's the cleaning lady of this shit box?
You're sitting next to her.
On February 4th, 2004, employee number one was placing a contaminated dental instrument on the biosonic machine, which was used for sterilization. Wouldn't you put it in the sterilization machine, not just on it?
I don't know how that thing works.
Because you can leave a frozen burrito on a microwave for a long time, and unless you put it in.
Eventually it thaws out.
Maybe you just dip it down into it after you place it on it. The tray lowers into the...
Maybe it's like a UV light, and you just set something on it.
Yeah.
We're not familiar
with that piece of equipment.
I think you're onto something. You're kind of like the French fry dipper.
Yeah.
All right.
Like the sonic cleaners or the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Ultrasonic. Biosonic.
I worked out at another place. This was...
The medical place that didn't have any hot water?
No, not that place. This was actually like one of my first real industrial jobs. So it was like 1988 or 89, right in that era.
Were you made knockoff Allen wrenches?
They were actually... kind of. But the company that I worked for made knockoff Allen wrenches. We actually made aerospace fasteners. That's why I don't fly. And so... but
you can't afford to.
As we were there... They had this big, huge fucking Freon tank, and it would take...
It was like R-134 or R-99 or R-12.
I don't even know what kind of, but we didn't even know, like, the hazards of fucking Freon, because that's how fucking stupid we were. So it was. They used it as a degreaser for everything. Oh. So you're dipping your tools in it and everything. Fuck, it takes the grease right off your fucking hands, I'll tell you that much, man.
Gotta defat your fucking tissues.
Yeah, we fucking, yeah.
Remember that Thoro shit, that spot remover they had?
Yes. Oh, you could huff it, right?
Well, yeah, and your fingers would turn bright white like golf tees and shrink.
Yeah.
Because it sucked all the goddamn moisture out of your fucking flesh.
Yeah, but you could huff that stuff and get high. Yeah.
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 Yeah, they quit making it because the company in Colorado that was making that shit was just like dumping the rest of it down a goddamn river. So, yeah. Anyway.
So speak up if you got something there.
Yeah, that's what they are, is more or less a fry basket cleaner.
Oh, I thought we were talking about tits.
Yeah.
Employee number one carried this instrument backwards with the sharp end facing her breast.
Ooh.
Oh, she popped his head. Employee number one.
Employee number one punctured herself on her upper left breast and sustained a laceration. How'd you like to be digging in somebody's mouth and getting all that fucking plaque and tartar and shit on something and then jab yourself in the Hogan with it?
I don't think I'd like any part of that. I don't think I could be a fucking dentist. I don't like going to the fucking dentist. The whole fucking thing. Icky.
Why do they always try to talk to you when they have their fingers down your fucking mouth?
They got nothing else to do.
Well, you have a good day today?
They're always trying to, it's the dentist with his fingers in his mouth always trying to hit on
the
dental hygienist next to you.
What are you doing this weekend, Janet?
Oh, God, I remember when I was...
You ever suck a golf ball through some garden hose?
I was about 9 or 10, and the dental hygienist at the dentist's office had the biggest fucking boobs I'd ever seen. And she would fucking drag them like the fuck all over you. And like, so...
Hey, nothing takes the pain out of a cavity like a fucking erection.
Exactly. You realize, and it's like brushing your arm, and you're like,
Don't let her see. Could she see it? Oh, I hope she sees it.
No, you're like 9, and suddenly you realize, I kind of like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you learn
and
to associate.
You're
kind of
wondering if it's like the nitrous oxide that they're huffing down you.
No, it's just Hogan's.
And she would hold your hand, too, when you got shots. So they'd give you the shot in the mouth and she'd hold
your
hand.
You've had better dentist experiences than I have.
Yeah, I was going to say. I never.
She's a pretty nice lady, actually.
I would imagine.
I feel kind of bad objectifying her now. I apologize.
She's
probably like fucking 70 or something now. Anyway, probably hangs somewhere around her. Tucks them in her fucking belt or something.
Yeah,
now,
she bends over, steps on. She feels a sharp stabbing pain in her chest. It's because she stepped on her nipple.
I mean, pretty hot at 9, though. I'm not going to lie.
She went from a 34B to a 42 long. A couple socks and a rubber band. Oh, boobies. Okay, five. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 5 penalties.
What could the penalties be? Like holding a tool on in properly?
Yeah, holding it backward. Walking toward the...
So you're supposed to have it out in front of you.
Was it like her first day on the fucking job? Pointy end away.
Pointy end down. Have you ever been told not to run with scissors?
Yeah, she had the sharp end facing her breast.
Yeah. Did she catch anything from this? Because there's a lot of nasty shit.
She caught a fucking poke to the titty.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Five penalties over a fucking jab to the boob?
Yeah. So there's an initial penalty.
Yes.
And a current penalty.
$5,682.
This guy. Do the initial and current penalty match?
No.
Very well done.
I thought for like the third episode, I was going to say they do match.
No, it's your turn again.
I don't want it to be my turn.
Was the initial penalty $1,125?
No.
That was $5,864.
No, it was $1,125. It was reduced by 1,000, which means the current penalty is that guy.
I was talking over you. I don't have a fucking clue.
Research department.
Something 20-something dollars.
And she doesn't want to give a shit for not listening.
No, like, in all fairness, she's giving me a handy under the table right now, so just leave us alone.
That's what that sound is?
Is someone getting abreast of you?
At least I got the 20-something dollars in.
Yeah, did initial you? Penalty, $1,125, reduced to
$125.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun.
After he spoon-fed me. Ta-da! Thank you! Kay. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Hey, remember that part where it said employee number one was placing a contaminated dental instrument? Guess what the occupation was?
Dental hygienist.
Occupation not reported. These are your tax dollars at work, kids.
I'm pretty sure like that person's out of work by now because it doge, so we're all right.
So she didn't even work there?
Oh.
Oh, my God.
No, she broke in and tried cleaning the tools herself.
You know why Pollocks don't eat M&M's?
She doesn't like them?
They're too fucking hard to peel. Did you hear about the Polish nymphomaniac?
The who?
Polish nymphomaniac. Bought a vibrator and busted all of her teeth out. That may not be the way the joke goes. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This guy.
Yeah.
Breast. 1, 2, 3. 5 or 7. Ooh, now there's another one in the mix. Ooh.
One. We're going to do 7 right now, though. We're saving that till the end.
No, we're just going to save the 7th story. It doesn't have to be number 7.
Oh, you're going to put it right. Oh, we're going in random order. Middle of the fucking show out.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's scummy.
Just leave a blank spot in there. If you want to hear this, join the $5 tier.
Start playing Muzak.
Yeah, something shitty. Maybe him taking a piss again. Everyone loved that.
You know what? I can't find the audio of that.
Good.
With the music.
God, those were the days, weren't they?
I've
20 minutes of you taking a fucking piss.
I've been down here
that was good fucking podcast.
Been down for hours trying to find that original audio track.
Was that episode 2?
I don't know. I couldn't find it.
That was the other show, though, entirely.
No, it wasn't. It was this one.
No, it was the other
I
show.
I think it was down the hole.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
You had 20 minutes of audio of you taking a piss.
No, it was only like 7.
He was whistling.
It was a while, yeah.
Were you
just a gigolo, remember?
Yeah.
Bop, bozdy-bozdy-bop, diddy-bop. Okay.
That's all right. He was singing a song while he was taking one, so.
Who?
You.
I sing a song all the time.
While you take a piss?
Well, not just when I'm peeing, when I'm working, when I'm doing anything. I'm always singing.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
I never heard you fucking sing.
Because I don't fucking like you.
Mm. Batavia, Ohio. The investigation number 13942.015. At 12 o'clock p.m.
Midnight.
No, that's a.m. I'm not.
Noon.
Who a nooner with boobies?
On July 8th. 2021. Employee number one was Employee number one was affixing 2 windshield pieces together while reaching over the conveyor system to reach into a scrap bin. Employee number one's
Did
right...
he go for safe light?
There's nothing safe about this. Employee number one's right breast was caught and pinched between 2 conveyor systems where they merge.
Oh, that's a mammogram.
Oh.
Emergency services were notified, and employee number one, 60-year-old female, was treated without hospitalization.
Well, we know what happened to the dental hygienist. She went to work for the windshield factory.
Holy fuck. Initial penalty, $9,557. This guy, was it reduced?
No.
Yes. But I'm assuming she wasn't wearing...
I looked at that guy and said, this guy.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah.
You're right. Oh, yeah, it was reduced.
Yeah, I was wrong. He was looking at me.
Okay.
I don't know which guy I am.
You're that
still
one.
After this long.
I get confused.
Penalty was reduced from 9,557. Was
I wish you'd use our names again.
He gets confused when
I forgot
the
your name
teacher
already.
Is least using giving that information.
Frankie.
Oh, Frankie yeah. Fisterass.
Frankie, you ready?
Yes.
Was the penalty reduced from 9,557 to more or less than $5,000?
More.
No.
No.
It was less. 4,779.
Just barely.
It's weird that it was like... You got two tits, half of those is an odd number, and the penalties, even the initial and current, are both odd numbers.
Yes, so I guess would part of her new PPE be a steel-belted bra or something?
That's a good question. I think if you could get them pinched between two conveyor systems...
You could have been wearing a bra, right? I mean, hold on, only one of us in the room, you need to, but she does.
or back to odd numbers.
So, I mean, like...
How many times have you got your tit pinched in a conveyor belt?
I've never had my tits.
My mom said she slammed her tit in a drawer at work once.
I've never done that.
Now, in all fairness, they're still pretty new, though.
No, they're pretty old.
What? A couple years?
What are we talking about?
My boobs are 5 years old, 4 years old.
They're still pretty new. They're barely out of the toddler stage.
They're barely learning to walk.
Your boobs are prepubescent.
The most that I've ever done with my boobs is get them caught on boxes or things that I've lifted.
Oh, I do remember like when you were working at that one place and you'd come home after getting them and you would complain about bumping into stuff and running into stuff and how do people always work with these things and
yes.
That. I do remember all that stuff when you first got them.
Well, yes, when you're
and
lifting
and I would offer
things,
to massage them for.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely, because yeah. I'm a helpful kind of fucking
when
guy.
You're a real sweetheart.
Things and, you know, because when you're lifting heavy shit, you got to keep it close to your body. So,
yeah, so you
it
don't fuck up your back. You just fuck up your front.
So, there you go. Now you're smashing.
Women
are
supposed to lift things. They're supposed to ask a guy for help.
Fuck.
The guys are busy because they're wearing coveralls with no underwear.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They can't
my
be, they can't be fucking around with boobs.
You know how many guys I outlifted on shit? You know how many guys I could never
find? How many fucking pussies you worked with?
That too.
Whoa, breasts and pussies. Now we're getting somewhere.
Trying to find a guy to help you lift anything? Yeah, right. I was lifting 80-pound bags of concrete into a truck while a guy that weighed twice as much as me sat there outside of the fucking truck and watched because he liked to watch me bend over.
Did you say why?
No, that's what he told the cashier.
No. You said I was lifting 80-pound bags of concrete into a truck. What was the next word?
Why the fucking asshole
why?
Sat there.
Is it why?
Yeah. While.
Okay, there you go.
While
right. You redeemed
fucking
yourself.
Asshole.
Because Mrs. Manga always says why instead of while.
While the fucking
like,
asshole
no,
sat
we
there.
We just don't ignore consonants. They're very
sorry.
Important.
While all the right. Fucking asshole sat there and watched.
Well, he's hoping you were going to pinch your tits off and he could rub them for you.
I like to watch.
So.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Explains a lot.
So, yeah. No, I...
People think I'm all fucking weird.
Now is where they think
you're
weird.
Yeah, now is where they think
not
I'm weird.
Not all the other shit we've gone through, but just now.
You know how difficult it is explaining
episode 10,
character.
Season 4, now
doing
you're weird.
Shock value.
That's why I don't tell people I know about this.
You're a character?
So many, what?
This is a character?
To the best of your knowledge, motherfucker.
And I've known you most of my life, and I don't see any difference. Except for you're angry in person.
Oh, yeah. So angry.
You're much more nasty in real life. three-dimensional that guy is a lot worse than the
audio. Yeah,
yeah,
we started
audio.
Out the podcast by me sending my buddy who has his amputated arm. He got a new arm, and it matches his bag, and I sent him a fucking message. Congratulations. Your arm now matches your purse.
But no, I have never caught my boobs in a conveyor belt.
Have you, what about you
You're
guys?
You're not working hard enough, though.
What?
You ever ruptured?
I sat on my balls before when I got in the car. I didn't like that at all.
Have you ever ruptured a testicle?
No. Thought I had, though.
Oh, that was the water skiing rope thing, right?
Oh, man, that was terrible.
Do tell.
No, we're not going over that fucking story again.
This is,
That's PTSD shit, no.
Okay. I thought it was
talked about my finger that I cut off.
I like my nuts pulled off.
You had
off,
a
but...
rope come up and while you were water skiing and rough.
Did we go somewhere too far? Are we not at this part in the relationship? We're 5 years into a boob job and you haven't told her about the
water skiing incident?
Yeah.
Oh, that was pretty common knowledge. So the water skiing.
She's dating you. You think she listened to the part where you talked about
incident,
the goddamn.
The water skiing incident led to the piercing incident. It's all kind of intertwined because of scarring and, yeah.
So you thought.
I'll tell you.
You thought you'd hang a Christmas ornament to hide the scar?
Well, a rope is pretty distinctive, you know, like a tow rope for that.
Well, yeah.
And so when I got the rope burns,
yeah.
It left like. Ridges?
Yeah. Ruffles have ridges.
Right, and so through two of the ridges is where, so yeah. I don't want to go into this. I don't want to talk about this. No.
Okay.
Just
so instead of camouflage, we thought let's put a gleaming beacon of attention to it. All right.
Yeah.
2, 3, 5, 7. These are all numbers. So we want to pick one?
Two.
Two. Breast two.
Because two is better than one.
When it comes to breasts, I agree.
Yes. I don't know. I've heard somebody say they wanted four.
Nah,
that's just because you want two of something else.
No, two on the front, two on the back.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
I said her next boob job, I'm going to put a set on her back so I can play with her boobs when I'm doing her doggy.
Oh, goddamn.
I really like boobs.
I never...
Yeah.
I know.
Give us some thought, right?
It caused me to think about it.
Yeah,
for
you
a
might
second.
Be onto something.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
But then you got to pull your thumb out of her ass.
What?
You just need one boob.
Right in the center.
One boob right
Why,
in
the
center?
Center?
Yeah, like
That's
those.
That's just weird.
Like those video
You're
games.
You're weird, dude. You're weird. No, it's got to be a set of two.
Remember the video games that just had the ball thing that you had to
you
spin
can,
everywhere?
Okay. So how about this? You can still leave your thumb in, but you got to lean over and motorboat it. You want two to motorboat.
Well, I can't think about trying not to have an orgasm, keeping my thumb inside somebody's butthole and not playing with two boobs. That's
We're not talking about your butthole.
That's too much to think about.
Multitask, son.
Yeah, you
All
gotta
right. learn it, live it, love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you gotta learn to multitask.
Did you hear about the guy that had a rhinoceros with two horns?
Oh, sorry, I lead into one of your shitty jokes.
He had to learn to multitask.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a rhinoceros joke.
Anyways.
You grew
that,
up with these fucking jokes,
that,
didn't you?
That story.
Yeah.
Nick,
he'd come home from
is
work.
All making sense now?
Yeah.
That this is where I'm spawned from?
Yeah, that's why you don't leave the basement a whole lot, huh? Yeah. That's why you're fucking not socially fucking. Yeah, all right.
Imagine you trying to go out and deal with normal people in the world.
Yes, yes.
And this is what your influence. Your
I understand.
Main influence.
I understand now why you don't date. You just scare the hell out of them. I
scare the hell out of me.
Yeah,
that's probably true.
Did I ever tell you why you wrap a squirrel in duct tape?
Excuse me?
Investigation number 134348.015. This one happened in Monroe, Michigan.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock p.m. on March 6, 2021, employee number one employed by a metal processing company was clearing slag and debris from under the furnace when the furnace unexpectedly, those are two words you don't want to see.
No.
When the furnace unexpectedly rolled, spilling hot slag from the breast down into the basement.
Oh.
Jumping fuck.
So I got a question.
Yeah.
So when it says spilling from the breast to the basement, are they going from the boobs to the coochie?
No, no. This is a multi-level industrial accident.
Oh, okay, all right. So they're talking about the building, not about the individual.
Yeah, the carpet and drapes
like
are all
milk
on fire.
Into a bulb, but instead of milk, it's hot metal.
Right, but I was just thinking like they were speaking metaphorically, you know, from the breast to the basement. I was thinking like all the way down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
hot
all the way down,
metal.
But no.
No.
The hot slag fell where it... The hot slag fell near where a track loader was moving debris. Employee number one was caught in the path of the slag and sustained second and third degree burns. Emergency services were called, and employee number one was transported to the hospital for admission and treatment.
Ouch.
That terrible story.
That could have been a lot worse. I was expecting, like...
What's a breast on a fucking furnace look like? Research department?
I don't know.
Furnace breast.
I was thinking that it would be like...
Yeah, her algorithm, anything breast is going to bring up something really fucking weird. So we may never know what a furnace breast looks like.
I was expecting like there were like 10 people in the basement, and when it poured, they all just got fucking boiled alive and hot.
Yeah,
metal.
Like just, yeah, they couldn't get
Oh, like Terminator 2. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like Terminator 2.
Like Pompeii.
Oh, terrible.
I didn't know that guy. Don Pei? What?
Pompeii.
Oh.
Pompey.
Bumpy.
Not to be confused with Compy.
You know, when I was in junior high school, there was a thing that they were...
What do you know? I got to take a piss.
What's that?
So, it's founding glass and oxygen furnaces, and it connects the sidewalls to the furnace roof, creating a barrier that withstands high temperatures and molten materials.
That's what a breast is, a furnace breast?
Mm-hmm. It's...
Now we know.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
What do you want, like a big titty that you just pour it out of the nipple?
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that. Me too.
Yeah, I still don't.
I
wasn't
where
really
they drain the
attention.
Furnace right out the nipple, right out of the nipple of the breast. Thank you. You giggle like a little fucking kid. You said titty.
And you're saying you don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay, I do. But only when I see him. When I see him, you could ask her, God's honest story. I could be like mad as fuck. I see a titty, I smile. I swear to God, I do.
He does.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. It's like the sun comes up in the Teletubby thing. Yeah. People say Twitter paid it, but Titter paid it is the best way to describe it. Yeah. Okay. You got to go pee, or what are you standing up, rocking back and forth?
I'm floating.
Okay, well, go.
So, like, you partied with Roseanne Barr's parents?
No, I partied with a couple fucking degenerates that lived in apartments her parents rented out. That's where I found that cat Paisley that had diarrhea. That became my dad's favorite cat.
Get on with the fucking show. No
All
one
right.
cares.
We're down to odd numbers. 3, 5, and 7, and one of these...
I say 7.
Well, you want to go with 7?
7, after the piss break.
All right.
He wants so badly for number 7 to be done in the middle of the thing, and you did it for him.
Yeah,
we should have waited to the end, so we'd have to edit
it
in the middle.
I want it right in the middle. Fuck this.
Pussy.
So this is...
the Patreon exclusive.
Okay, Patreon exclusive.
Da-da-da-da! 7, Patreon exclusive.
Thank you.
we got two stories left. Breast three, breast five.
Three.
Five.
Three.
Research department. Pick a number between three and five with no four.
Dude, I'm all in for five.
Breast three. Calistoga, California.
I could go for five of them.
Oh, this is a nasty, nasty, nasty thing. God, I got to get that bone away from that.
Fuck yeah,
dog.
You do.
God, finally.
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's fucking he's turning red. I can fucking see him. He's about to take the microphone off. Fucking turning red. Look at him. He's fucking with. Somebody better know CPR in this fucking room. Somebody better know CPR. Here he comes. Look how fucking red. Was I making that up? Look how
idiots can smell CPR.
Come on, buddy.
That dog ain't moving. That dog don't listen.
You don't have to go. Good boy, Conway.
Now she's trying to be all fucking sweet to make up for the fact we were calling her a bitch
I already apologized for being a bitch, so fuck off.
Yeah.
It was a fake apology.
It was not.
You had a look in your eye that was...
Yeah, we knew it was fake.
It was not fake.
It's like your orgasms.
I do not fake orgasms, thank you very much.
You never spit on his back? That's a cum joke.
Now you let the fucking dog out. Now he's barking upstairs.
Yeah.
God damn.
See how my dog was quiet when she was upstairs alone? His dog's a bad influence.
Hey, where were we? Calistoga, California?
We were playing with five breastises.
At 11:30.
No, number five. 11:30.
Fucking dogs up there are beeping like it's like they have a fucking C4 strapped to their chest.
Oh, we should be so lucky.
She beeps them. She don't zap them.
And that's why they keep barking.
If she fucking zapped them, that shit would have been curbed by now.
Exactly.
Yep.
But
something about 20
them.
Fucking kilohertz to the fucking throat make you shut up. Right, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
At 11:38.
Oh, that's a bad one.
Took
that's
you that long.
Terrible. Holy shit. I don't even like that motherfucker. That's a bad joke.
We'll edit that out. Investigation number 131754.
It's quite literally
015.
Well, I had never even heard of it, you know, like I said, so I had to listen real close.
Isn't Wordy had two first names?
I think he had three. I don't remember what his middle name was, but I think
nobody
it was the first
name. But it was
well.
The first name, like Jim or Carl or?
I think it was, I don't remember, but
Edith?
I think it was.
Edith. That was his. Rosebud.
At 11:30 a.m. on December 4th, 2020,
Karen.
An employee number one, was working for a landscaping service. His employer had been contracted to...
Charles James Kirk.
Like Captain Kirk?
Yeah, if you say. Well,
James T. Kirk, yeah.
Spock speaking at the funeral, or what?
You know, he's dead.
Well, so is Charlie Kirk.
Well, that's why there's a funeral involved.
I don't like him. But I'm not... going to say anything bad.
All right.
I mean, he didn't need to go out that way.
No. No, very few people do.
No.
Like I said, very few. There's a couple exceptions.
Yeah.
I got the shot.
At this range, I'd be very disappointed if you missed.
You've never seen me. Me with a gun is fucking a waste of time, for real. I'm better off fucking hitting you with the butt rather than trying to fire the fucking pointy at you. I'm far more proficient with hitting you with the butt of a gun than a fucking the other end of it.
At 11:30 a.m. on December 4th, 2020,
like
employee number one
like
was working for a landscaping service.
End.
His employer had been contracted to remove trees along a highway in Calistoga, California.
We were going
to
pass it off that he knows what a bayonet is.
He was the immediate supervisor on site the day of the incident. He was in a bucket truck, positioning himself to be near a limb that he was going to remove.
As one
arm
does.
Leg.
The employer had rented the
what?
Bucket truck to
he's
access
remove
the
a limb.
Tree
I said
to
arm
be
or leg.
Removed due to terrain issues. A shallow ditch at the site would have made it dangerous for employees to conduct tree removal operations from the
How
ground.
Shallow? Like 6 foot?
The limb the employee was working on was roughly 30 dBH.
What's that mean, dBH?
De ball hairs.
That's an RCH.
There's a video with a guy that actually shows that and measures it with calipers.
Keep reading.
So 30 dBH means 30 inches diameter at breast height. Apparently, that's a tree term. Okay, employee number one made a direct cut into the limb at a 45-degree angle, leaving only a small portion of the limb uncut. He then began to reposition the bucket while also calling to the ground crew for a rope to sling the branch. About the time employee number one entered the danger zone for this operation, the limb broke free.
Was he fucking Kenny Loggins?
Loggins. The limb fell, striking Kenny Loggins in his right hand, which he had placed on the lip of the bucket to stabilize himself as he maneuvered.
Amateur mistake.
He had been using his left hand to control the bucket truck. The employee suffered a serious injury to the back of his right hand. Employee number one's skin was stripped down to the tendons and bone from the top of his right hand.
Was he wearing gloves?
He was hospitalized.
No.
He remained in the hospital until December 7th, 2020, Pearl Harbor Day. The
41.
The division, they capitalize it because we're in the People's Republic of California. The division learned about the incident at 10:05 p.m. on December 4th, 2020. A California health and safety officer was assigned to the investigation and made it on site.
What's up, dudes?
A mere 9 fucking days later on December 16th, 2020. But the
site, fucking walk there?
But the site was no longer an active
Surf
site.
Surf was up, man.
After
had
the
to take
event
care
of
it.
December 4th.
See the rollers out there? Gotta go do it, dude. Come on now.
Yeah.
So All right.
There's an accident on December 4th. They
Charlie
shut
don't
the site
serve.
Down, and this guy goes out on the 16th. But he did make this determination. A notch and back cut shall be used to establish a hinge when felling trees over 5 inches in diameter.
Yes. I'm not even a fucking lumberjack, and I know that.
Yeah, that's common fucking
knowledge.
Yeah. If you've ever been around a chainsaw in a tree, you know that.
Yes.
You ever been to California?
Oh.
With a chainsaw in a tree?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Yeah. I've never worked in California.
Initial penalty, $18,560.
I take that back.
That guy. Was it reduced?
Yes. Of course it was.
It was reduced. This guy. Was it reduced to $11,060? Wink, wink.
No.
Or
yes,
you don't even have another choice, are you?
Oh, it was reduced to $11,060. What a disappointment and a smudge on the family tree.
Oh, Christ. I've seen your tree. No, he's still the standout. Although we know Keaton is your favorite.
No surprise there.
All right, we got one story left. Should we
finish this bitch up? Stick a fork in it. Let's get on with it.
Breast,
I got to piss.
Breast number
Again?
Five.
Yes.
Okay, here's
What's
a story.
I
this one's
that
in
was
California.
Breast number five.
That was five.
What?
Yeah, you
that
just did five.
Five.
Well, I guess I read the wrong five. Story.
Yes,
you son of a bitch.
You did three?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I was being a prick because she said five and I picked three. Yeah.
But he said five too.
I know. I was being a double prick. See?
Oh.
See?
See, he likes you more.
Gay.
Turlock, California.
We don't look each other in the eye.
Investigation number 20252194. On December 22nd, 2011, employee number one.
Pearl Harbor Day again.
What?
December 22nd is Christmas.
That was Pearl Harbor Day part two.
They came back, did they?
The reckoning.
The reconstruction.
Employee number one, a 20-year-old male sanitation worker with Foster Farms, Inc., was cleaning the breast skinner machine.
Oh, this is all bad. I mean, never eat Yardbird again after this.
Employee number one used a hose to spray the equipment.
Makes sense.
As one does.
Okay, now I want you to really pay attention
no.
to the way this sentence was constructed. Employee number one. Sawed, S-A-W-E-D, a piece of skin on a sprocket, and reached in to remove it.
Wouldn't it be seen a scene? Wouldn't that be seen as the sawed?
Sawed. I sawed that piece of skin, and I reached in to remove it. Yeah.
Okay.
This must be fucking Alabama, California.
Yeah, Alabama, California. Employee number
Alabama former.
Employee
number
That's
one
central.
Saw a piece of skin on a sprocket and reached in to remove it. Then
All
guess
right.
what happened?
Got his fucking finger caught.
The sprocket grabbed employee's glove. And they
With
just,
his hand inside still.
It doesn't say employee number one. It just says, the sprocket grabbed capital E employee's glove.
E employee.
Employee number one suffered a fractured wrist and forearm, which required surgery.
That's pretty fucking lucky, though.
Yeah.
That is lucky. He could have lost a fucking finger.
He could have lost
hand
a fucking hand.
Life. Yeah. I mean, could have stood there with no skin on him.
Sawed it.
Sawed it.
So I
sawed it.
I saw that one coming.
Did someone saw it happen?
They had a witness.
Capital it, W witness.
Did you saw it or did me saw it? Saw to me? Okay.
Sodomy.
Yeah, sodomy. Make a sodomy joke.
Yeah, that's a
I'm all in.
All right. Initial and current penalty, do they match this guy?
No.
Ooh, very well done. The current penalty, that guy, $0.
Oh, no penalty?
No.
Okay.
Was the initial penalty more or less than $4,000?
More.
$3,375 less. Not good. So,
go piss, girl. You have my permission.
You gotta go pee? All right.
Bad. All right. Bad, 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 bad.
Go pee.
Drop another log in the litter box.
Ugh. Breasts. I was kind of proud of myself because I found three stories that actually had to do with breasts that were women. And they all happen to be chosen in that order. So instead of like saying this is a story about snow and we have stories about cocaine or shit like that, like the first three stories selected literally matched what everybody would think would be stuck.
And what about the other four? They had nothing to do with the fucking subject
not
and
so
your
much.
Douchebag.
Well, they all had breast in the words. In the, I saw the word breast in there. I saw it.
I'm still trying to figure out on the first story.
You can remember back that far?
Yes. Why on the first story, the lady who had surgery, what type of surgery did she...
It didn't say.
I know.
She's recovering from surgery and the nurse trips on a cord to a breast pump.
Yeah. Because the only thing that a breast pump is used for is to pump milk.
Yeah, it's a lactation station.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
and it
that's a puzzler.
It didn't mention, and unless she had a C-section,
She had crabs, it'd be a crustacean station.
Isn't your fiance in there to having a P-section? Yeah, I don't get it. I didn't write it.
I don't know. He did, that was a fast P-section.
He's got a big dick. It just goes bloop, and he's done.
He squirted.
Oh, no. Was that quick?
Saw it on the camera.
That was a very quick pee.
My boss just tossed them back out.
Yeah, because we were talking about you.
Ooh, we're going to listen to the show to hear it?
Yes.
Who am I going to punch in the throat first? You or him?
Probably me.
All right, that does it.
I was talking about you and your breast pump.
That's the last of this boob job. I mean, breast project. There's nothing else I can milk out of this kind of topic.
Uh-huh. Fucking horrible.
Pretty good, huh?
No.
Okay, for employee number one, the industrial accident, I'm main guy. I gotta look my name up.
Stan What's something.
It? Did you write it down?
No, I gotta look on the list.
Oh, Christ.
Was it,
something Stein.
Was it Ruddy Fartflecker?
No.
No, something Stein. Ristine.
Damn.
Scooter Fudgestein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For employee number one, the industrial accident, I've been main guy, Scooter Fudgestein. I've been joined with my co-host, this guy?
Harry Holler.
Harry Holler. That's a vagina. I'm a that guy.
I am Frankie...
Fister Anus.
Fister Ass. Yeah, that's it.
Fister Ass?
Yeah, Frankie Fister Ass.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah.
Research department, thank you for showing up. Ah. Good night, Pukes.
Good night.
Good night.
Later.